When I first started, I knew I was making something revolving around doors. I knew I was like, I think I'm making something around doors and around panicking in between choosing doors. I almost like opportunities, things in life, you know, things that you're missing, things that confuse you, things that scare you. And it wasn't until I saw it arranged like a line that I was like, it's a border. It's literally like a physical border, you know? It almost made me ask myself, you know, what does my border look like?
This is Changing Our Stories, a podcast about transformation. I'm Andrea Smartin, and I'm at the home of Ella Mendoza. Ella is an undocumented immigrant. She lives in an artist collective, and her room is underneath a staircase behind the front hall. It feels like a secret little hideaway. Colorful fabrics from Peru cover the walls, along with Ella's artwork. She pulls out a piece she recently finished from a nook in the wall.
Alrighty, I just put it in a blanket because I didn't want it to get hurt. So this is my piece.
The artwork is in a bright yellow frame. There are a series of floating rectangles that look like jewels or like stained glass. The central figure is a woman in a dress, her body passing through the pink rectangle, one arm passing through the blue. She's leaping, hovering over a rough and thick sketch of a barbed wire fence. Behind her, she's holding the hand of a child. Ella calls it border crossing.
Some borders are made of doors. Some borders are made of immigration letters. Some borders are made up of, you know, walls. Some borders are made up of government decisions. And that's what my border looked like. My border looked like immigration offices. I remember I was wearing a denim jacket. I remember my mother was telling me, like, don't be nervous, you know? I remember the immigration officers were asking her, how long are we gonna stay? And my mom was like, oh, we're just staying for a little bit of time, you know? Because we're an overstay. An overstay is the people that say we're staying for a week and then you never leave. I remember me saying, you know, I'm nervous. I remember throwing up in a plane. My mother crossed the border, flew with me here, and then left me here with my father. We're saying goodbye at the Salt Lake City airport, and she was telling me, I'll see you again, you know, I'll see you in like a year, 2 years most, you know. We'll figure it out. But as she was coming home, the financial situation in Peru just completely pivoted. The bank seized the house. And that was the last time I saw her for 13 years.
But Ella says the woman in the center of the artwork is not her mother.
That does not look like my mom, you know. My mom has long, beautiful, very curly hair. Her eyes look different, her cheekbones look different, her face looks different, it's more of an oval shape. So this other person that I've drawn is not my mother, but the little girl is me, which is really weird. Because then it's like, well then who is this person, you know? Who is this mother? And I can tell she's a mom, but I can tell she's not my mom, so then I don't know whose mom she is. And I think I did that on purpose. I wanted her to not look like my mom, because I wanted her to be someone that I didn't recognize, someone that I didn't feel affinity to, someone that instead I kind of felt like, I don't know who you are, and I don't know your story, and I don't know your pain. But I know that this is really heavy, you know? And I'm sorry, I'm tearing up because I just think about all of those mothers out there whose stories are literally like this, like mine, and I think that's what I wanted, you know? I wanted to make something that was like, this isn't mine. It's not, it's never going to be. But yet, it is. It's my story, you know? It's my story, it's their story. It's the story of how we survived.
So, because of decisions made by her parents, Ella had to close the door on her homeland, until one day she received word that her mother had obtained a visa to visit the U.S. She raised funds for the airfare by selling artwork, and Ella found herself back on a plane to meet her mother in New York.
For the longest time, you know, my mother had been a picture, had been a letter, an email, you know, a Skype call, and to just see her and see that she was real. We cried so much during that trip. Seeing my mother again was like coming home, and the house was empty, you know. There's this love that she had for me, and it was just, do I deserve this love? Can I come home to this love? Is that okay? And I guess that's what I mean, like, coming home was just, I felt like I was walking into an empty room and just kind of like, it's up to me, you have to fill this room. You have to make it a home, you know?
Ella made her border crossing piece after her visit with her mother.
I really wanted to make a piece of vindication. I really wanted to make something that said, I love you. You have done so much for me. You know, for our mothers, to our mamitas, like to all mothers. If growing up as a little kid, someone had told me, someday you will have to say goodbye to your mother in order to have freedom, I would have not believed them. I never would have believed that, you know, that the price of my freedom would mean my relationship with my mother, my love with my mother, you know. And yet that's what happened to me, and that's just me. There are so many others that, you know, they lost their family, not even for years, but just period. Their families died in the crossing. Freedom has to be something else, you know.
Ella is an activist. If there's a demonstration for immigrants in Salt Lake City, she's probably there. Crossing the border has turned her into a fighter. But looking at her artwork, Ella sees something else.
It definitely made me realize just how lost I have felt and still feel in a lot of ways about immigration. How in a lot of ways I'm still that little kid crossing the border. I honestly had thought of myself always of, I guess, this person that just came here and then found out what they wanted to do with their life and then decided to do it. And I guess I had this idea of who I was, where I was going. And then drawing, making illustrations made me realize just I'm still literally crossing that border.
Reporting for Utah Public Radio News, I'm Andrea Smartin. This story was adapted from the podcast Changing Our Stories.
The UPR original series Crossing Borders is a year-long storytelling project between UPR and the USU Office of Global Engagement, providing services for international students and scholars, and facilitating study abroad opportunities for students and faculty. Details at globalengagement.usu.edu. And to explore more of the Crossing Borders series, head over to upr.org.